It's the WIV Wake Up Show. Best 5 minutes of the day. 53 degrees. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
It feels like it's been a long time since we've been on together.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been 3 days since we've been on, because you were off on Friday.
Yeah, right. And so, well, correct. That just in general, for me, it feels like, man, I haven't been here for forever. But, I mean, what I meant to say is it feels like a long time since I saw you. It was 2 days ago at breakfast.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that some weeks it doesn't feel quite as long, and some weeks it feels much longer.
So
I'm curious what is behind that. But
did you get to see your granddaughter this weekend?
I did, briefly. They went camping this weekend over in Belgium, and they came back early. They came back late Saturday night, and so I reached out yesterday and asked if they wanted to go to the apple orchard yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And so we went and hung out at the apple orchard yesterday for a little bit.
There you go. I bet you got some nice pictures there, huh?
Yep, did get some nice pictures. She actually slept the whole time. So I have a picture of her foot and one of the top of her head.
But, okay.
None of her, actually. So, yeah, it was good to just be out there. And
so when your daughter and son-in-law and Rosalie went camping in Belgium, not the European country, where's Belgium?
Correct. It is north of Port Washington, maybe 5 miles or so.
Okay.
So right along Lake Michigan.
All right. Sounds good.
Harrington Beach State Park is over there.
All right. You're getting over into my stomping grounds of growing up here a little bit. So.
Yep.
All right.
Also, they were able to stop and see my mom and my stepdad and have some pizza with them. And yeah, it was good.
Terrific. All right, well, we have reached another love letter today. It's love letter number 50 out of the 66 in Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters, a conversation with God that invites you into his story. It is Philippians, give me everything and you will lose nothing. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Indeed.
All right, and here's how he describes it in the epilogue, the story everyone needs to hear. It's the Bible in 66 paragraphs, Larry imagining God himself unpacking each book in a paragraph. Philippians goes this way: hold nothing back, give me everything. You'll lose nothing of real value. To live as Christ, the attitude that ruled my son can now rule you. The yearning to know him will eventually eclipse all other desires. Through my spirit, you now have the power to live a new way, the way of love. Dance, sing, real life is yours. Boy, he just has a way with words, doesn't he?
Man, for sure, yeah. I love that idea of by my spirit, you have a new power to live a new way, the way of love.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a great promise. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way for me.
And yeah.
It's good to be reminded of that.
And Larry he made shifts in his thinking. Talk about that, right? In terms of, you know, just people having this. He made shifts, and certainly the book Connecting was one where like a shift occurred. And I think, you know, even in terms of his ministry, going from like the Institute of Biblical Counsel to the idea of New Way Ministries in his latter years, right?
Right. Yeah for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that more spirit-led relational idea took even deeper hold, especially around the time Connecting came out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it has been a long time since we've done the Gospel of Mark, but I want to say we're on Mark 1, 27 and 28. Am I right if I say that?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right, we're trucking along through this, the shortest of the four Gospels. Go ahead.
Yep. It says, amazement gripped the audience, and they began to discuss what happened. What sort of new teaching is this? They asked excitedly. It has such authority, even evil spirits obey his orders. The news about Jesus spread quickly throughout the entire region of Galilee.
Mm. And this is the way Jason writes it in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. When they witnessed the power of my son's words, the worshipers were shocked. Regaining their tongues, they began asking one another, what just happened? Who has the authority to command demons to go back to hell? They began to tell more people what they had seen.
Yeah, so one of the things that I really try to do, I think especially in the Gospels, was I want to capture the emotion of what might be going on. You know, and I think that idea of, you know, they weren't just standing by passively. When, you know, when they see what happens with Jesus, people are shocked at what's happening with him. And, you know, and I think so they ask that question, what just happened? I think we sometimes become passive in terms of how we understand the Jesus story, and but we should allow ourselves to feel the deep emotion of that.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, I don't know if we've ever done this before. Actually, give somebody a wake-up call before 6:20 in the morning, but we've done it today because Gary is the birthday boy in Ladysmith. Gary, is it Purgit?
Yes.
Hey, Gary, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm 70 today.
70. Well, PCD John put us up to this. He also lives in Ladysmith, and he says you were a good friend of our late friend and longtime broadcaster, Steve Snyder. Is that right?
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Mm. Well, happy birthday, the big 7-0, huh? What do you got planned?
Oh, I'm going to do nothing and then rest afterwards.
Yeah, that energy's not quite the same at 70 as it was at, you know, younger ages, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been listening to WWIB since 1978.
Wow. As we're celebrating 50 years this year, you've been with us for most of the journey. Thank you.
Yeah. In fact, I worked for Bud Rogers. It was important in my spiritual journey. So he had it on all the time, and the employees didn't really care for it, but he didn't care.
Yeah. Now, what business was that?
That was a garage, you know, mechanic.
Okay.
Gas station. Yep.
Do you have any fun or memorable stories about you and Steve together?
Well, we had I'm going to say 40-plus years ago, I used to go to a adult Bible study.
Uh-huh.
At him and John were friends. John Holmes, do you remember him or no?
I sure, yeah, John passed. John and Steve both went to be with the Lord somewhat close together, right?
So. Yes. Yeah, and Donna Wyshelski.
Uh-huh. Boy, we miss all three of those fantastic people from your neck of the woods there. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, happy 70th birthday, Gary. Again, PC John putting us up to this. And then he initially left a message just for us to wish you a birthday. And then he's like, you can call him. I'm like, when? And he's like, you can call him at any time. He said he'd already called you. So you and John must be pretty good buddies too, huh?
Yep, we are.
All right. Terrific. Well, I'm glad you love the Lord and you love WWIB. And happy birthday. Have a fantastic day, Gary. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for calling.
All right, there we go. Gary Purgit on the receiving end of our birthday call this morning here. A WIB Wake Up Show birthday call. Always a lot of fun here on WWIB. And as we get into our weekend recap, I'll start off with a very busy, people-filled Saturday and the Walk for Life. And I think one of our listeners, Mark Potras, mentioning to me, hey, going to try to win some tickets for the blind. So good luck to you, Mark, and all the other listeners there. And so a good crowd for that and good weather, and got a little warmer as we went along. Enjoyed the front end of the walk. You typically go to the roadside diner, and good chance to chat with Andrew Draper from FCA and his family making the hike. And then later in the day, International Fall Festival going on downtown Eau Claire. Wow, it was filled with people. And so my wife is there with Teamwork Africa and Elena alongside. And so a chance to see some great folks. The Nigerian Kitchen Eau Claire also. Michael, double thumbs up to that jollof rice that they made. And speaking of rice, tried my hand in the kitchen. It was a bagged wild rice soup, but nonetheless, you know, do a little cooking with some salmon from a can to kind of enhance it. So that was a better finishing taste than the Packard.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, we had a fairly quiet weekend at the Swenson household and didn't watch a ton of football on Saturday, but got a little bit, but more so playing some football out in the yard. Got the kids involved in that too, Coopers and Flag football. And so we enjoyed some practice time on a beautiful day Saturday. And then, you know, there's certain shows that they always talk about, oh, well, don't watch this show without your spouse. Well, we kind of have a family show, at least that the kids and I watch, and Lindsay, because she's always serving us, isn't always able to sit down and watch it. But we've been really enjoying the new Star Wars show, Ahsoka. And so, yeah, we got a chance to all sit down and watch the newest episode of that on Saturday evening and really enjoy that a ton. Sunday church and some more time outside playing some football out in my parents' yard with my nephew AJ and Cooper and brother Will. So we enjoyed that time a lot. And like you said, yeah, the Packers game, you know, it was entertaining, but didn't quite end the way we wanted to. Then some card games to kind of finish out the evening with my sister. So good times.
There we go.
What did the grumpy guy eat on his birthday?
What?
Crab cake.
Wake up show. It's been a while since we've done this. We have first time in September. We go to the joke well today, and three apiece. Here we go. A genie granted me one wish, so I said I want to be happy. And now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
Make us laugh Monday here in the Weird Wake Up Show. Your joke's always welcome at 715-396-1670. Just a little observation. Being a mom is constantly cleaning up after a party you didn't attend.
Yes. Continues for more years than you like to think. All right. Hey, I find it hard to believe that bears made porridge and the only thing wrong with it was the temperature.
Oh, man.
Again, make us laugh Monday on the Wib Wake Up Show. Another little dose of mom humor here. After searching several rooms, a woman asked her daughter if she'd seen her newspaper lying around somewhere. Mom, newspapers are so old-fashioned, the young girl said as she handed her mother her iPad. Mom, people use tablets these days. Get with it. Her mom took the iPad, disappeared into the other room for a bit, then came back and said, that fly didn't stand a chance.
Uh-oh. Hey, finally for me this morning, after listening to his owner drone on and on for hours, Ralph suddenly realized he just wasn't cut out to be an emotional support dog after all.
There you go. And finally, some mom humor. How about a dad joke to finish things off? This came from Will Ferrell the other day. What do you call a lazy doctor?
What?
Dr. Doolittle.
Okay. All right. Man.
All right. We did what we could. Yours are always welcome as well. Well, it's 15 minutes past 8 o'clock here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Caleb and Hava with a special guest, John Q. John, the trailer guy from Courtesy Ford in Stanley. John, welcome. First time we've had you in studio, but I know we chatted on the air before. Good to see you again.
Good morning. I'm very happy to be here.
You got a nice voice. You could do radio.
I used to do radio.
He's done a lot of different things. He was a teacher for a lot of years. Yeah. He was state championship winning football coach. And the trailer guy as well as a lot of other things.
Yeah. I get around.
There you go. I know we're excited to have Courtesy Ford as the presenting sponsor of all that we're doing to promote this new faith-based film, The Blind. You mentioned your wife's very excited about this.
Oh, she absolutely loves the Robertsons and loves the whole Duck Dynasty thing. And yeah, she told me before I came here this morning, she says, is there a chance that you could get a ticket or something?
I said, we can make that work.
I'll do what I can. I'll try to smile and see if that works.
So are you going to enter into the beard contest?
It's funny you mention that. About 2 years ago, I cut about 12 inches off my beard. And so it was quite, wasn't super impressed by my superintendent. Didn't think that that was but I taught in a rural district. And I taught in Gilman. And so that went over well with the kids. They liked it. But like my superintendent was, and then one time even during Halloween, I went as a pirate, of course, because we're the Gilman Pirates.
Yeah.
And a young lady braided my beard.
Wow.
And did have that.
That was long. Yeah.
We've got a picture of John the trailer guy that maybe we'll post later on. When you see that, it might be time for another beard contest. So be on the lookout for that. And there is one going on till noon today on the WWIB Facebook page. Again, as we promote this movie, The Blind, the story of Phil Robertson and his incredible journey to faith and redemption. You mentioned before Willie Robertson, very famous from Duck Dynasty. You actually met him back in the day before he really got famous.
Right. About 10 years ago, I was working part-time because I was teaching, obviously, in football coaching. But I was working part-time at an archery shop called Overdrawn Archery in Loyal. and I became a pro shooter, a pro staff shooter.
Is there anything you haven't done?
Well,
the Renaissance man.
Yeah, and so I've got a little bowl pro shop above my garage. I call it, in fact, interesting enough, it's called Graybeard Archery. Mm. So, but I went to what's called the ATA show, Archery Trade Association, and then that year I believe it was in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was standing there just talking to a retailer, a big person, you know, from like Matthews or Bowtech or PSC or these companies, and there's this guy standing there with a bandana of the flag and really long hair and really long beard. And I kind of like, I think that's Willie Robertson. And he just kind of bumped into me a little bit. And he's like, yeah, hey, how you doing? And I says, well, I'm doing great. How are you doing? He goes, well, that's good. That's good. That's good. He says, I said, are you Willie Robinson? He goes, yeah, you know who I am. And I'm like, yeah, I'm quite a fan. And he's like, well, that's cool. He says, y'all want to go get some lunch? Wow. And I'm like, no, actually, we just ate, and I don't want to impose and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but what a great guy. We sat and talked for a little bit, and you wouldn't know the amount of business these people have by how they deal with you. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. They're just so down-to-earth, so salt-of-the-earth kind of people. Great guy. Yeah, weird experience. Yeah, my wife was going through cancer at that time, and so I had brought down a couple shirts because we were going to do a benefit. And he signed a shirt, and I had a lot of people sign, you know, famous people in the archery industry and, you know, the TV people that go hunting and shoot giant deer, and we don't. I got a joke for you, too.
Yes, yes.
You ready for this joke?
Sure. All right.
Why didn't the pepper go bow hunting?
Why?
Why?
He didn't have an arrow.
That's
Make
good.
Us laugh Monday That's as good. Well, too. Again, as we conclude here, John the Trailer Guy from the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley, why do they call you John the Trailer Guy?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like being the police chief in a one police officer town, but I'm in charge of the trailers over at Courtesy Auto, and I coordinate with a supplier of mine that's over on the other part of the state, over to the east. And so his inventory and my inventory are the same, and we have between 500 and 800 trailers online anytime.
Hmm.
And so if you pick out a trailer you want off an inventory and say, yep, that's the one I want, you know, that's going to be perfect for what I need to haul, I'll go get it, and I'll have it to you, and I'm willing to deliver in 24 to 48 hours.
And the reputation's out there.
Yeah, yeah. I have no problem delivering wherever you are.
Hmm. I mean, and again, these are pretty much any trailer you're looking for, whether it's flatbed or
right.
enclosed trailer. I mean, anything, even the really, really big ones.
Yeah, I've actually hauled a couple dump trailers, one stacked on top of the other one.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, you yes. saw that? Yeah, yes. I was a little nervous that day because, you know, driving through four lanes of traffic in Appleton and then Wausau and Stevens Point gets interesting when you have 11,000 pounds of trailer behind you.
Wow.
But I've hauled up to I think I had a 38 foot cattle trailer on a gooseneck. I brought that.
Mm.
I've had four or five utility trailers stacked up on each other, and anything, equipment trailers, utility trailers, enclosed trailers, snowmobile trailers, you know, and that's coming up too. You know, that I hate to say it, but winter will be upon us.
That's true.
And if you need that, you know, rugged snowmobile trailer to get where you want to go. And if we don't have enough snow around here, a lot of people like to go up to the UP and go snowmobiling up in Michigan. Well, I can help you out and get you that trailer you need. Utility, dump, equipment, cattle, livestock, anything you need. I really have access to it all.
John the Trailer Guy from, again, Courtesy Auto in Stanley. Give him a call. And before we let you go, did you have a beer joke? I thought you had a beard joke earlier that you told me.
Oh, yeah. I was told once by a wise old man that there are two types of people in the world. There are men with beards and women.
Oh.
And as I sit here beardless, too, yeah, I got a right. good chuckle.
Sorry, guys. You're kind of clean-chinned over there. I noticed that. I'm sorry about that.
John, good to see you again. Thanks for coming in. And thank you to Courtesy Ford for your wonderful sponsorship of this promotion, Ticket Giveaways for the Blind.
We're excited, we're honored, and we can't wait. We're going to, you know, we're going to promote it as much as we can in our little neck of the woods. And we hope to see so many people there.
The best beard contest right now on Facebook as well. Another chance to qualify.
Question this morning, are we nearing the end of breakfast cereal?
See, breakfast cereal is an iconic part of a balanced breakfast. Now, you might need some bran muffins and fruit and such to make it healthy, but still, it's important.
Well, apparently the question arising because the sale of breakfast foods, including popular cereal brands like Kellogg's, Post, and General Mills, have been on a decline in recent years. In fact, apart from a 5.2% increase in sales during the pandemic in 2020, sales have been consistently dropping with an 8.7% drop in 2021 and an additional almost 4% decrease last year.
That's kind of sad because I consider breakfast cereal comfort food. I mean, it's one of those things if I'm going to have, snack, and maybe I'm not looking for a healthy snack. I want to have something with a little sugar content in it. Breakfast cereal's where it's at. I love it.
I'd say even for me personally, in the last couple of months, I've kind of returned to that. And even this morning, I had my usual breakfast egg burrito, but I topped it off with Honey Nut Cheerios. You cut up the banana. It's just a treat.
Traditional breakfast cereal no longer has the quote-unquote healthy reputation it once had. So people are turning to some alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like breakfast burritos.
Fruit smoothies.
Or breakfast bars.
And it kind of depends. I mean, some of those I feel like still have plenty of sugar in them anyway or other unhealthy things. But I don't know. I mean, I suppose I'm not here to just try and say that cereal is healthy, but it tastes good.
Yeah, again, it's a nice option. And it's not just for breakfast anymore. I mean, it's kind of like late night, maybe... You know, nobody felt like cooking. You can fill in with a little breakfast cereal here and there. It's nice to have some choices. So,
yeah, I know you got me for my birthday, the Reese's Puffs. Mm-hmm. And my children helped me consume that quite rapidly, too. Love that cereal. Golden Grahams were a favorite growing up. I mean, there's cereal's very nostalgic for me. There's, you know, Cap'n Crunch.
Just you mentioning the Golden Grahams makes me want to go get them.
I know. Well, and they're great. I mean, and again, you can just eat out of hand as well, too. I mean, some of those, like, they're fantastic with a bowl and a spoon and milk.
Yeah.
But other times, just grabbing a handful.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, not saying that they're healthy, but don't forego the breakfast cereal.
So, come on, Kellogg's and Post and GM, you got to, you know, advertise, marketing, I don't know, whatever. But you got to increase sales here.
We'll help you. Send us some free boxes.